The Treasure Valley has suffered through unusually high snowfall this winter. Between October 1st and February 1st, more than 35 inches fell. All that snow has covered up the usual complaint about southern Idaho winters. Lance McGinnis Brown explains.
This snowy season has focused our attention away from the usual drawback of Boise winters, inversions, those cold, gray, smoggy days. Tim Barker with the Boise National Weather Service reminds us how they work.
An inversion just means that the temperature is warmer aloft than it is at the surface. The main reason it happens more in the winter is that cold air is more dense, so it flows downhill and goes to lower elevations.
According to Barker, all this cold air can trap pollution, making the air hazy and unhealthy to breathe. That's where the Department of Environmental Quality comes in.
They have really good work with the DEQ here that they can talk to some of the industries to say, can you put off doing some of the maintenance that you might be doing or cut back on your emissions? And so actually do a pretty good job of keeping everyone safe.
The Weather Service doesn't track inversion days, but their meteorologists say we've had fewer than normal this year. And, as Barker reminds us, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Once we get into, say, mid to late February, the sun gets higher in the sky, the air everywhere is starting to warm up as we get into spring, and so then we don't get quite as cold at the surface, and they don't tend to last multiple days anymore.
This winter officially ends on March 20th. For KBSX News, I'm Lance McGinnis Brown.